Former Prime Minister of Barbados, Owen Arthur, has commended the Jamaican government on its economic reform program, noting that fiscal consolidation is vital if the economy is to achieve sustained growth. Mr. Arthur was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
What would be your word to us, now that we are going through this austerity period?
It has to be done.
It has to be done.
And when you reach a stage when something has to be done, you must do it. There's a large economic literature that demonstrates, by way of measurement, that there's something called a debt overhang. There's a point that comes, and this has been written up, and in the Caribbean has been written up.
Absolutely.
When your debt to GDP ratio, over
90%.
Then
you're in serious
trouble.
Absolutely.
The debt becomes the drag on growth.
Absolutely right.
It preempts the government from having resources to do creative things.
Yes. Absolutely.
So that if you want to re-establish conditions for sustainable
growth,
you have
to go beyond.
You have to remove what is called the debt overhang.
Yes.
And that is why, as painful as it might be, you thereafter reduce the debt to the GDP ratio. The problem comes that when you seek to do that, you also reduce the prospects for growth.
Absolutely.
And therefore,
you don't have any policy space for stimulus.
But you always have policy space for stimulus. But it may not be
enabler.
Fiscal policy.
That's right.
If you do not have the opportunity or the scope to change taxes or change expenditure to generate growth, there are other things that you can do.
Business facilitation.
Yeah.
So on.
And Jamaica has chosen some things. An important aspect of your social partnerships program is that you've said, look, there are certain enablers and drivers that we will not call into operation that can help drive Jamaica's growth faster than if we did not have them. Jamaica is making more rapid progress in building a competitive economy through dealing with ease of business considerations and dealing with competitive considerations as benchmark in global studies.
That's right.
Than any other Caribbean country. Jamaica has advanced in the World Bank's ease of doing business to the point where it is now almost in the top 50 in the 1998.
We're doing well.
Some of the smallest countries in the world are prosperous because they have the best conditions for doing business.
Absolutely. I go back to the pain of fiscal consolidation and say to you, as someone who had to deal with that when you were Prime Minister of Barbados, how do you motivate a people to invest emotional energy, to invest psychic energy, and to rally around a program that is costing them, that is hurting them? What will you say to the Jamaican people at this time?
But just me say that it is better that you don't get yourself in a position where you have to do fiscal consolidation.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no easy, painless way.
Out of it.
Out of it.
So now that we are in it.
And that you have just a great...
We can't kick the can down the road.
And if you don't do it, then the chances are that you're going to have a worse problem to deal with.
That's the key.
Than if you deal with it and deal with it in a sensible way. I'm sure that the Social Partnership of Jamaica will do everything to ensure that there's no Jamaican family that is going to be without a breadwinner, and do that as a deliberate strategy that no matter how tough are the adjustments that the Minister of Finance has to make, it can't be so tough that he makes any family destitute.
Mm-hmm.
And that you measure the success of how you're managing the country in the way in which you prevent their
social protection.
And have new policies to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many, many creative ways. And I'm saying that the fiscal consolidation program will have at its core these painful things. Mm-hmm. But that must be balanced by there being the search for and the application of policies that may ensure that the poorest of the poor and the most vulnerable are not savaged by it.
Former Prime Minister of Barbados Owen Arthur speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.